Hey, this is Caitlin.
And I'm Natalie.
And this is Inhuman. Today we're going to be covering the Wilbert Coffin case.
And this is a complete surprise to me. I have no idea what this is about.
Yeah, I told her, she kept asking me all night, can I see the case? Can I see the case? I really want to see the case. I was like, no.
The name of Wilbert Coffin just sounds really interesting, so.
It does. I'm it sounds to like see what the it's pig. About.
Yeah.
You know the pig?
Charlotte's
Web.
Yeah.
All right. So this case happened in 1950. Wilbert Coffin was born in 1910 in New York, Canada, to the parents of Albert Allen Coffin and Jessica Coffin. And over the years, his parents gave birth to 6 other children.
So he was the 7th child? Was he the youngest?
He was one of the youngest, yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think he was one of the youngest. He was 1 out of 4 boys with 3 other sisters.
That's crazy.
Very. I legitimately could never deal with that.
Me neither.
I wouldn't. I would be locked up in an insane asylum.
In my house, there's 7 people. I'm in a family of 7, but I cannot imagine 7 siblings. Are you kidding me?
I couldn't.
That's too much. In one house. So he grew up on where did he grow up?
On a farm.
Oh, wow.
A farm area.
Yeah.
He grew up on a farm. At least that's what I see, because he's always in, different pictures. Mm-hmm. There's not much about his background, mm-hmm. so this is as much as I could find. But, yeah, most pictures he's in a farm area, so that's what I'm guessing. So, even though it seemed he was 1 out of 7 other children, I couldn't find anything about him being, left out of the family, mm-hmm. being abused.
Because that's what normally, triggers a killer.
Yeah, usually, that's what, upbrings the killer mm-hmm. and makes them a killer.
Yeah.
So, nothing really. And I'm pretty positive, they wanted to, love him as much as they could. Because mm-hmm. I couldn't see him in them, being mean.
Yeah.
So, a little later in life, he became a Canadian prospector mm-hmm. and found a woman by the name of Marion Coffin. Her original maiden name was Marion Petrick.
Mm. Interesting.
And so, after, they,
so they got each other. Married?
No, actually.
Okay.
I have to twist it again.
Okay. Are they, secretly brother and sister?
I don't know. Incest?
Oh, no.
They moved to the Gasp, Quebec. I'm sorry if I get that, extremely wrong. Gasp or Gaspy? I'm thinking of Gasp.
Yeah.
Quebec. After settling down a little later, they had a little boy by the name of James. So, James, quick fact. That Wilbert also had a brother named James. So either he loved his brother so much that he named his son after, his one and only son, after his brother.
Oh my gosh.
Which is a very common name back mm-hmm. then, or a very common family name.
Yeah.
So, now this case does take place in Gaspé, Quebec, Canada. But our victims were from Pennsylvania.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
So they came all the way to Canada?
Yeah.
Wow.
Just to go bear hunting.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so, they were visiting to go bear hunting for the first time, and it was a 19-year-old boy by the name of Richard Lindsay, who had only graduated the day before.
That's so sad. Oh my gosh.
Think about that. A day.
He went through all those 12 years of school. Just to die the next day. Oh my gosh. That's crazy.
It's so sad. So, anyways, with him was his father, Edward Lindsay, and a very close family friend, Frederick Clare. Mm-hmm. Since it was their first time, they were extremely excited to go on this trip. So they packed some stuff, and when they got there only hours before, they were going to go to the store. Mm-hmm. For this journey, they were like, we gotta stock up on food and necessities. So, they went to the store, and afterward, Edward still had $600 left on him.
Jeez.
And back then, that was a lot more than $600 now. That's car payment.
Can you just imagine, like, carrying $600 in your back pocket? Just casually having it there?
That's, like, a very, very rich car payment.
Yeah.
Or a house payment.
It would be more in 2021 because this was back in the 1950s. So $600 was, like, a lot.
It was a lot.
They were loaded.
Yeah. So they left him and they were on their way to, you know, the bear area where it has, like, all the different bears, you know, wide range of them. So all very excited in the car, and they were, like, talking, chatting, doing whatever they were doing. But sadly, after driving for a little while, their car started having, like, major, major problems.
Uh-oh, that's a huge red flag.
It really is. And I think their car is, like, trying to give them, get all the heads up, like, please don't go in the woods.
Oh, no.
Well, so soon enough after, their car wouldn't start at all. Mm-hmm. Like, it just stopped. So they were still pretty close to town, and they were still pretty close to, like, the area they wanted to go to because it wasn't too far away.
Mm-hmm.
So they waited, and a man by the name of Wilbert Coffin came up. He was like, oh, hey, I see you guys are having, like, some car trouble and stuff. Y'all want to ride?
Every single horror movie in America starts with this opening scene.
It does. Like, a man coming up in a truck, hey, you guys want to ride?
Oh my gosh.
So they were like, oh, yeah, sure. You know, well, sure, we'll get in.
We'll just get into your car, stranger.
Yeah, you know, and it was the 50s, so, you know, like, using other people's cars were a big thing.
Yeah.
So they got in their car, and they were making conversation and stuff, and they were, like, really close to the forest, so they thought, you know, everything was fine. He was just going to drop them off.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we don't know for a fact that Wilbert did fully kill them,
mm-hmm.
but what we do know is that he, for a fact, stole $600 from them.
Wow.
And he did admit to stealing the $600, but he did not admit ever to killing them.
He didn't kill them?
So, around 3 weeks later, they were found. Edward was decapitated and scalped.
Wow.
His scalp was found far away from his body. Like, that's, very far.
That's gruesome.
Like, across the a certain area. They were, like, here and then there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, his head was never actually found. Just his scalp.
Oh, my gosh.
So, nobody knows if, like, maybe a bear ate it or something?
Ugh.
Now, the other two, like, their cause of death for him, they were guessing, was gunshots.
Mm-hmm.
Because Richard and Frederick also got gunshots. And they both died from gunshots.
Oh, my gosh.
And they're guessing that's what happened to Edward. But they're not fully sure because their bodies were so badly mauled.
So, do you think it was, like, the bears that got his head? Or do you think it was...
Maybe.
That's interesting.
Like, that's what people think is maybe, like, the bears ate...
Yeah.
It. I mean, and anything can happen.
Ugh.
Just think about that. Like, but they were very, very, very badly mauled and that's eaten.
Gross.
So it was very hard to determine their cause of death. You know, and they were mauled by bears. Just think, you know, you go to go hunt bears, and you come back eaten by bears.
That's ironic.
Very ironic. So a witness told the police that the last person they saw them with was Coffin. Which, it feels weird calling him Wilbert.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to call him, what the heck was that?
It was a spray bottle. Oh my gosh.
That scared me. A spray bottle, like, right next to us, just, like, moved.
Fired.
Ew. Anyways. So, I'm sad for that. Wilbert is a weird name, so I'm not going to call him Wilbert.
Okay.
That's, like, really weird. So they arrested Coffin on the charges of first-degree murder.
Mm-hmm.
And my question, okay, is, how was he able to take down three fully grown men
Yeah.
by himself? And they obviously had guns.
Mm-hmm.
obviously they had guns, okay? And obviously they were fully grown men because they were going bear hunting.
That makes no sense.
Yeah, so a man, one man won't be able to take down
three men. So one against three in a forest full of
bears.
Bears. What the heck?
Yeah, that's just, okay.
So did they, like, find any fingerprints or anything?
No. The only evidence they found on him was circumstantial.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, since nobody actually fully seen him commit the murder, mm-hmm. they could only get him on, like, being seen with them mm-hmm. last time. And the fact that he stole the money.
Yeah. So he admitted to stealing the money, but not the murder?
Yeah. So, in the 1950s, before his case mm-hmm. became, he got a lawyer, okay, mm-hmm. by the name of Raymond Marr. I think that's his name, M-A-U-R, mm-hmm. Marr, Mayor, like that. But during Coffin's trial, Marr, I'm just gonna call him Marr, kept Coffin out of the witness box. And in 2006, a lawyer by the name of, get this, Edward Greenspan. I'm not going to make fun of his last name, but that's like a really kind of weird last name, Greenspan. Said, quote, Coffin did not testify at his own trial. And, quote, it was the worst case of luring he had lawyering he had ever seen. Even they did not get any real evidence, he was found guilty. And before he was found guilty, he asked his girlfriend and the mother of his 8-year-old son at the time marry him. And do you know what they said?
What?
No.
They said no?
They denied his request.
Oh my gosh.
They did not let him Ted Bundy this. They really did not.
Yeah, Ted Bundy just proposed full on in the courtroom. And they were allowed.
Oh my gosh. Like, I can't.
So the government denied his proposal because he was being charged with murder.
Yeah.
Are you allowed to do that?
Yeah. Even though Ted Bundy was, like, accused of murdering many, many, yeah. many women.
Oh my gosh.
Well, that's a little weird. So, after they denied his request, on July 14th, 1953, he was hung in Town Square while many people watching him, including his wife and 8-year-old son
at the time. Can you imagine how traumatizing that would be?
That would be awful.
So did you find any research on the son?
No, actually I didn't. There's not much. I know he like was talking in a news article, but mm-hmm. I really couldn't find his name mm-hmm. or like how old he is or anything like that.
Oh my gosh.
I just know he had an 8-year-old son.
Just, like, imagine growing up with, like, that PTSD and that trauma of watching your dad get hanged.
Yeah, just not growing up with a dad yeah. really scar you, let alone watching him die.
Yeah. And he was innocent. Except for stealing the money, but still, he didn't murder them.
No, because, quick fact, to make it worse, in 1958, Frederick Gilbert Thompson confessed the murder of Edward and Frederick, but said his friend Johnny Green killed Richard, the 19-year-old boy.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm hearing from this is that they killed an innocent man in front of his son, and his son had to grow up fatherless because of their idiocy,
mm-hmm.
if idiocy is even a word, stupidity.
Yeah.
There you go. Of not really looking into the case much.
So did they jail him? Frederick, is that who killed?
Frederick and Johnny.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Because they couldn't put them on trial because the case was already closed, right?
I'm not sure about that, actually. But, yeah, I don't think they can.
Hmm.
So, I mean, and, like, just think, you are hung with only circumstantial evidence.
Yeah.
Like, that's awful.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. So, he never even got justice.
No.
His poor wife and kid.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Just imagine. His son must be, what, in his 70s now?
Yeah.
Maybe even in his 80s?
Yeah. Oh my god.
His mom, nearly in her 90s. Yeah. If she's not already passed away.
That's so sad. We'll have to do some more research on him.
Yeah.
If we can find any.
All I know is that his son put forth and is trying to get him the case re-looked at.
Really?
To get justice for his father, yeah.
He's been trying his whole life.
Mm-hmm. Because he knows his father was innocent.
Yeah.
So sad.
That's crazy.
It really is. So, in 1979, a filmmaker by the name of Jean Claude made a movie inspired off of the Wilbert Coffin case. Wow. It's called L'Affaire Coffin. The Coffin Case. It's French, by the way.
Oh.
And years later, another person made a song named The Coffin Story. And a book named L'Affaire Coffin en Supercherie.
Wow.
The Coffin Case, a Hoax.
So there was multiple people that were, like, outraged by this case.
Yeah.
As they should be. Oh, my gosh.
And if you, like, see his little boy, whenever he was, like, smaller, is so cute.
Aww.
And his wife is so, like,
that's so sad.
Pretty and is so sad. Ugh. So I would highly recommend you checking those out because, yeah. I mean, those sound amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So this was just, I mean, really, really, really a sad, sad story, really, honestly.
Yeah.
I know this wasn't very long, but this is only our first one, and we're going to be hopefully trying to, like, expand them.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, it's going to be a little bit harder on us now because we're in high school, and our homework is just outrageous now. And with everything going on in the world, we just needed a little escape.
Yeah. This was really fun.
Yeah, we just needed an escape and something to do, so we were like, you know what, we love going over cases.
Yeah, this is definitely something I want to do in the future. I was thinking about, like, a criminal investigator, so this is, like, really right up my alley.
Yeah. So if you guys are inspired, just, like, go down there and leave a comment.
Yeah.
We hope you really enjoyed, and if you want to use, like, you know, or look at the different pages that I used for my research, I will leave those in the description below. So, I mean, that was the Wilbert Coffin case.
This case is kind of the tragic case of Wilbert Coffin.
Yeah, and how he was innocently hung.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I guess.
That's so sad.
This is, I don't know.
Well, they made movies and books and songs about it, so it must have been, like, a pretty...
Yeah, at the time, you'd have to think, like, a man was innocently hung for killing three people. Again, how would he have been able to bring down three people?
Exactly.
By himself!
Yeah.
It just doesn't... And scalp them?
Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense.
They should have known, like, right then and there, okay, this does not add up. There's something we're missing. Like, as a part of the court, it's your job to, like, fully investigate, and it feels like it was just totally half done.
Yeah, it was. People just did not spend any time whatsoever.
Yeah, because I mean, there was only one witness, but that still doesn't mean that he was guilty.
Yeah, even though he was guilty of stealing the money, it doesn't mean like he killed him. He could have just been dropping him off and they could have met somebody else in the woods.
The trial should have been a lot longer,
and it should have been like a lot more detective.
Exactly.
But it was only the 50s, so they couldn't do very much.
Yeah.
Well, I guess this is our first video coming to an end.
First video.
We really hope you enjoyed the Wilbert Coffin case.
Mm-hmm.
So,
thank you guys for listening. And
so this was just two people talking about some sick, twisted people, even though he really wasn't so sick and twisted, and it was only some other people. We hope you enjoy it and keep it glittery. Bye.
Bye.